in the nation's capital after the Leafs were rather lackluster, to say the least, in Game 2 after winning in overtime against the Montreal Canadiens at home. And the Ottawa Senators proved to everyone this is not going to be a pushover. They had a horrible season a year ago, but there is not going to be easy points taken from the Senators.
No, and I think if you look at the pass between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Ottawa Senators, even though the Leafs swept the Senators last year in the three games that they played, overall, Ottawa's 15-6-3 against the Toronto Maple Leafs in the last 24 decisions. The Leafs, in back-to-back games last year, were 2-8-3 on the season, playing on consecutive nights as they are tonight. The only team worse was the Detroit Red Wings. They were 1-12. So I think one of the things you wanted to look at the game last night, with all due respect to the Ottawa Senators, was that the Leafs should be an elite team with the offseason moves. You look at Tampa over Chicago, 5-1-5-2. No Taves, no Kirby Dach in Chicago. Even though there's no Kucherov in Tampa, they took advantage.
So the heroes of the hemp hut tonight, Jack Campbell, who is 3-2-1 as a Leaf last year with a 2.63 goals against average. And it will be Matt Murray, who was victorious in his debut in a Ottawa Senators uniform for DJ Smith. And they will start in goal here tonight. Leafs to the right and the Senators in their black home uniforms with the old cresting. So they've gone retro a little bit. And I like them. I like these jerseys a lot better. Leafs in their road blue. Kerfoot goes into the corner after it, fed around the boards by Gabranson. Back of the net, Hyman trying to sift it in front. Mikheyev will get it back to the blue line. Brody rings it around the boards. It'll come into the near side, and in goes Morgan Rielly to try and keep it in. It comes out over the line, and the Leafs can do no better than to just force it back in on a delayed offside. And they'll get a change going, and Gabranson will go back of the net to get things organized, as the Senators do likewise. Glad you're along with us. Early going here in the first period. Laid out and down into the Leafs zone, and hustling in there after it was Hall. It comes free, and now Hall for the Leafs trying to pin it along the boards and get some room to get it to the line. He did, but he didn't get it out. Now the referee sort of in the middle of it here. They are the same officiating crew that was on the ice last night. We'll see a lot of this because of the travel restrictions, because of restrictions not being able to go into the States. So it is, again, Brad Maher and Corey Savret who are the referees. David Brisebois and Steve Barton will work the line. Paul is in back of the Toronto goal. We are a minute and a half into the first period, and glad you're along with us. Here's Muzzin getting it ahead. That went off Tavares's stick and is pushed back to the Leaf blue line. And as it's fed ahead, it comes up on the right wing side, and the Leafs will spin it out onto the left wing, and Bogosian will knock it down into the Ottawa zone. Goaltender Murray plays it along the dasher boards, cut off by Jimmy Vesey. Got it into the slot for the captain. Down low with a shot off the goal line by Nylander, is handled by Murray. Vesey in the corner spins it back to the blue line. To Bogosian with a shot. That was blocked partially. It rolled in front of the net, but no harm done there, and the Senators will get it out at center ice. Stepan getting it down into the Toronto zone. Grabbed off on the near side and a long shot. And Jack Campbell handles the puck for the first time since
Anaheim last March. That was a 2-1 loss for Jack Campbell. He actually played two of the three games on the Western road trip for the Leafs. They came back and played Tampa at home before the season was postponed at that time. I still go back. His first four starts, he was able to pick up 7 out of 8 points. And the only loss, he was second star in a 2-1 overtime loss to the Montreal Canadiens.
Aaron Dell is the backup goaltender. Frederick Anderson gets the whole night off. And the puck is in back of the Toronto goal, fed over on the right wing side. And Brody starts out with a bank pass to center. Marner couldn't come up with it. Three of the Senators in across the line. And Morgan Rielly came in from behind and took the puck away there from Nick Paul. Here's Rielly getting it ahead at center. Turning up ice now, Simmons launches it in, and here's Nick Robertson into his first regular season shift. And once again, he's into a game where his parents can't even come and see history being made. Here's Muzzin. Out on the left wing, got it in. A long shot goes wide of the net. Alex Barabanov is the scratch from last night's roster. Here's Hyman working on the boards, trying to force it into the corner. Kerfoot gets it back to Mikheyev, back to the blue line. It'll come over to Muzzin. Time to shoot, and a rush shot came high and wide and just went wide of the hole where Murray, I think, saw it. Here's another shot that's blocked. Where is it? Caught up in someone's equipment. Yes, it's Eric Gabranson is going to have to extricate it from his pants.
One thing about Barabanov, and we were talking about this here in the studio before the game started, when you look at the opportunity he got to play for the Toronto Maple Leafs, less than 10 minutes of ice time over two games, that's the way the call-ups used to be in the 80s. You'd have somebody get called up. Guy that was a 50-goal scorer in the American League, he'd get called up, he'd play 3 or 4 minutes for a couple of games, then sit for two, and then get sent back down. You look at his stats, and you say, well, I just couldn't score in the NHL, though. He couldn't score in 4 minutes.
Wraparound attempt comes into the gold crease. They jam away at it, but Murray is down to cover up on it and is going to hold for a faceoff.
Now, Barabanov did have a huge shot block in the third
period
against Montreal.
Yes, he did, yep.
So I give him credit for that, but, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how much ice time Nick Robertson gets tonight.
Wraparound attempt by Thornton didn't get elevated, and with the paddle down, the save made by Murray. Fed around on the wing. A centering pass and a wrist shot by Matthews went high and wide. Austin Matthews looking for his first goal of the season. Thornton intercepts. Kamarner in alone. Oh, and when he shot it, he fanned on it. And then Thornton with a rebound try, and Murray stopped that. Here's Matthews at the side of the goal. Can't get it in front. This line with its first real good pressure. Back to the blue line. Riley looking for an opening. Drops it back to Matthews. Matthews back into the corner to Riley. Riley turns, works on his backhand, sends it on the boards back of the net for Thornton, but he didn't get to it. Matthews is able to steal it back, though. Over on the far side now for Brody. Brody around back of the net. It'll come to Matthews in the near wing. Matthews trying to tie it up, and the Senators then get it stolen. Here is, oh, wow. Mitch Marner's going to get a penalty for tripping as he put his stick down to sweep the puck away off the stick of the Ottawa player and is going to get a tripping minor for his troubles.
Now, we're going to have the benefit of the replay, but it certainly looks like Marner gets the puck first. Yes.
Oh, sure he does.
And then the Ottawa player, Chabot, is it not, that steps on Marner's stick and falls, and the Leafs would have had an outstanding scoring chance, so but Marner's gone two for tripping. They lose one of their best penalty killers as well.
Now here's a shot by the Senators who had deflected wide of the net, grabbed off now by Hall, pounded off the boards, and a whistle here. Did the officials lose sight of the puck? It seemed to go high into the air. Maybe it... Some rinks do not have the netting anymore. Just without any fans there, it didn't seem to be much of a reason. But this, well, yes, it went off the netting and then came back in behind the net. And that's the reason for the...
Actually, without the netting, you wouldn't have to have a conference to see if it left the surface or not.
Cleared off the boards, but not out. Senators are able to keep it in. Around the boards to the near side for Stepan. Stepan back of the net, going hard into the corner as Colin White into the lineup tonight. Chipped to the line, and Hyman going to get a chance to clear, and he does. Artem Anisimov out of the lineup tonight, and Christian Wolanin out as well. Mike Riley draws in there. Here are the Senators to center. Batherson gets it in over on the left wing side. Going to the front of the net was Dadanov as it came back to the blue line and is shot out and down the ice. Kerfoot will give chase, but Chabot is there to play it away with a minute 6 to go. Now the Leafs get a turnover. Here's Brody leading it in over the line, then decides to play it all the way back to the blue line and will be shot down the ice and right on goal, as a matter of fact, stopped by Murray. Penalty is 50 seconds left in it. Almost a steal by Vesey. And that forces Chabot to regroup. Out here, the Senators back in over the line. Stolen by the Leafs. Played around back of the net. Brody flipping it up on the wing for Hyman. Hyman is coming out and now decides just to shoot it down into the Ottawa zone, and change is coming. Half a minute to go in the power play. Here are the Senators to center ice. Batherson works the left wing. Into the slot and a shot and a good glove save made by Jack Campbell. Set up by Batherson, and Campbell comes up with his first big save of the game.
Only the second shot on goal for the Senators, but this is right in the high slot. As the Senators work it into the hash marks, and Jack Campbell.
Watson again.
Off of Austin Watson, former Nashville Predator, snaps a glove side, and Jack Campbell's equal to the task.
Face off to the left of Campbell. Draw one by Toronto. Tipped into the corner, and then labeled off the glass out and down the ice. The final 10 seconds will tick away here as the Senators come out with Coburn leading the rush. Coburn to center, in over the line. Looking for a pass, sends it off the end boards and the dasher boards to the near wing. Leafs trying to get it free but can't. Here's Brady Tkachuk trying to bring it to the net. Poked off his stick nicely by Campbell, and the Leafs are able to break it out. Tavares dropping it off now for Marner, who's back onto the ice and into the corner he goes. Dong the boards. Marner takes his man down. The puck came free to the open wing, and it's cleared by Coburn out at center ice. Leafs Marner going back to regroup it and has it to Dermott. Dermott to Tavares. Tavares leaves for Nylander. Here's Willie across the line. Dropped it off there for Marner, who plays it back in for Nylander. Around on the far boards, Dermott is able to pinch in. And a whistle here. Was it hit with a glove or maybe a high stick?
Or maybe out of play?
Well, we're watching on TV, and I really can't tell you, Mr. Ralph, what the heck happened.
Pass the popcorn.
Yeah. Jack Campbell with a couple of good plays to keep it nothing. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Back in Ottawa, the Leafs and the Senators are scoreless. Matthews winning a faceoff. Brody had it tangled up in his skates, and then it is wrapped up the boards off Austin Matthews and into the bench. Matthews was minus three the other night, but he had like 14 attempts at goal against Montreal and seven shots on goal, but didn't get anything until an assist late in the game.
But one thing you could never question in Austin Matthews was work ethic.
No.
I think there are some guys that kind of shrug your shoulders at sometimes when they can have a great game Wednesday and look like they're just cruising on Friday.
Here are the Senators in over the line, working it into the corner, around back of the net it goes. The opening faceoff was brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do your own home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more. Played high and out into the center ice area. Trying to get across the line was Nick Paul. Stolen back, and Marner gets it up on the left wing for Matthews. Matthews in with a shot, and off the blocker of Murray, it's deflected into the corner. Matthews with it again, trying to find Thornton back of the goal. That didn't work. Leafs are able to keep it back in again, and it is played around on the boards by Thomas Chabot to an open wing, and now it'll be played off the glass to center ice. Bogosian on the wing for Nylander. In across the line, into the slot on the far side, and a wrist shot doesn't make it through, coming off the stick of Vesey. Out is Nylander to the blue line to Bogosian. Far side for his defense partner, and a shot by Dermott is stopped. Nylander around back of the goal in the corner. Tavares can't help him out. Now Tavares works the boards as it pokes out in front of the net, but Vesey was off to the side and in no position to do any damage with it. The Senators get it back into the Leaf end. Leafs have had a much better period here in the forecheck. Brought in now, and a shot by Nick Robertson was kicked away by Murray. They've had five shots. The Ottawa Senators have had, make it six. They've had three for Ottawa. Nick Robertson gets the puck in over the line. He played in nearby Peterborough here. Played into the corner. Almost halfway, I guess, between Ottawa and Toronto. Back of the net goes Simmons. Tried to center. He did. There was no one there. And Robertson is able to intercept the pass, but then can't keep it in. Brought out at center then by Colin White, but the Leafs are going to get it back and make a change as Jake Muzzin fires the puck down into the Ottawa zone. 25 seconds away from the midpoint of the period. We're still looking for the first goal. Tipped ahead for Kerfoot. He turns at center, makes another move towards the right wing, then launches it high off the glass and into the zone, forcing Coburn back to retrieve it. The Senators get it back out at center ice, and it's hammered by Brody right back in again. Coburn coming out of his own zone for Ottawa. Got it ahead on a backhand pass by Stepan. Springs his man, but then Riley intercepts a pass in the center ice area. And it's brought now by Matthews back in. Nifty move. And then as he went in, oh, I think just the skate of goaltender Murray got in front of that as he was making his move. And a good sprawling save now made by the Leafs defenseman Brody. And he knocked the puck off the stick and it trickles in to the goal crease, smothered by Campbell.
Been a pretty tight checking game to this point, but end to end. First, Austin Matthews, a great move to get around his men. Did that go off the goalpost?
I think it did. I thought it was his skate, but you're right. It was the goalpost.
Low, hard shot to the left of Matt Murray. Bangs off the post and out the other side.
You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. No score here in the first period, and from out of town, namely Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Packers beating the Rams 32-18. They'll meet the winner of Tampa and New Orleans, and now Bills Mafia getting excited too. So we got a full slate of action going on here. No score between the Leafs and the Senators, as a good play made by the Leaf defense to break up the rush there. And now it is grabbed off by Muzzin. He can't get to it. A long shot from an angle by Derek Stepan is handled by Jack Campbell. And there'll be a faceoff coming in the Toronto zone.
Freddie Anderson did not play many back-to-back games, as we're seeing Matt Murray do for the Ottawa Senators tonight. But Jack Campbell's first two games as a Maple Leaf were back-to-back. Beat Anaheim at home on a Friday, and then with Freddie Anderson injured, went in and got a point in Montreal the next night in overtime.
Draw one by the Senators at the point, and a shot in traffic. Knocked down in front. They score! In front of the net was Nick Paul. And the shot was blocked, but Paul gathered up the rebound and fires it home, and the Senators have a 1-0 lead.
And a big faceoff win for Ottawa. They get it to the net. And this is the big line on for the Leafs.
Oh, there was a lot of traffic there. And it was blocked, I think, by Brody. Or was it Hyman? No, it hit Paul right in the ribs. And then as it came down, it came right down on his stick. No chance for Campbell. And Paul has got his first of the season and an opening goal for Ottawa. The Leafs have tried to come from behind as Hyman tips the puck for Matthews, who got it ahead, and a long Marner pass brings Brody down into the corner. He's knocked down on the play, grabbed off by Nick Paul and fed ahead at center, and Connor Brown, the former Leaf, goes down into the corner with it but loses it there, and it is punched up on the wing but not out. Brown with it again for Ottawa, back to the blue line for Gabranson. Gabranson's shot doesn't make it through, and Riley will airmail this out and down the ice. And an icing charge coming here.
Hey, the six goals the Ottawa Senators have scored, not a lot would be highlight reel, would they? Old-fashioned, get guys in front of the net, look for loose pucks, rebounds. And the unfortunate part of Mitch Marner taking a penalty, the only penalty of this game so far, is that it would have been a scoring chance, and it was a great play by Marner to steal the puck, but they were saying that it was a trip at the same time.
Sheldon Keefe reflected on that after the game last night, saying that we got to get more pucks to the net and more traffic to the net. We don't have to score artistically. We just have to score. Onto the right wing side for Simmons. He goes wide, dribbles it into the front of the net off a stick, and the puck along the boards as it comes back to the blue line and fed back in. Simmons taken to the boards there by Gabranson. Around on the far side, it'll be tipped out at center ice, And the Senators have to go to it, and it's backhanded now by Colin White down into the Toronto end. 7:46, the time left in the period. The goal coming at 10:56. Paul had an assist last night. He now has a goal. Dermott, far side, played in over the line. A bouncing puck goes free, and it is gobbled up now by Josh Norris. Brought in over the line and backhanded around the Toronto goal. Fed into the far side, cut off there by Bogosian. Now running out of room, the Leafs are able to get it back in the net. Bogosian has time to set things up, and a change of players is coming here for Toronto. Zach Bogosian, who played sparingly with Buffalo, then couldn't get out of the lineup in Tampa and has a Stanley Cup ring because of it.
His first playoffs last year.
Played down into the zone.
Now, when you think he started his career with the Atlanta Thrashers, you know he's been around.
Yeah, exactly. Back of the net in the Ottawa zone with Hyman trying to dig it free. He and VC battle for it. VC is able to spin it back to the blue line. Fed into the slot area off the stick of Tavares. And it's going to be hammered on the glass, but not out. Leafs keep it in. Tavares working off the right wing boards. Goes around back of the net. Still has it. Back to the blue line to Muzzin. Muzzin over on the far side to Hall. Hall's wrist shot was blocked by Connor Brown. He'll get it out into the center ice area. Here's Tavares for the pass. It goes off a leg. Grabbed off again now by the Senators and brought by Chris Tierney to center ice. He'll flip it, but it's going to go over the boards and narrowly missing backup goaltender Aaron Dell, but has gone out of play with 6:07. left to play here in the first period.
I believe it was the 97-98 season. We got a commercial break?
I believe
I'll tell the story when we come back.
All right. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we
sorry.
Don't. Oh,
we're following the TV, and it looked like it was. Every time you see Ron McLean, you think, it's all right, it's going to commercial.
Senators back to the goal, play it up onto the left wing. And now Gabranson will send a long shot that goes on goal, and Campbell has to play it off. 1-0 Ottawa. Pass up on the right side. Drop by Marner. Scores! Wrist shot coming in on a drop pass, and it's Joey Thornton who gets his first goal as a Maple Leaf, and Jumbo Joe has tied the game.
Leafs end up scoring off the rush. Take it down the right wing side, and then a drop pass to Joe Thornton, who's the top of the right wing circle, and this is the Leafs right out of their own end. Mitch Marner picks up the bank pass right at the Senators' blue line, takes it to about the top of the circle, and then drops it back to Thornton. Thornton has a lane to the net, takes about two strides, and then snaps it short side over the left shoulder of Matt Murray, and the Leafs have tied this game at
1,510 points. Now for Joe Thornton, as he is playing in his 1,639th game and is tied with Dave Andrechuk for 8th all-time. Centering pass, and Mikheyev fanned on it as it was set up nicely there by Hyman.
He should be able to catch, if he's healthy this year, Chris Chelios and Mark Recchi on the all-time games list. Patrick Marleau's a little out of reach.
Well, and still playing.
Yes.
Now it's back down into the Toronto end. Mikheyev couldn't get it away there from Austin Watson, but Tavares has played it off on the far side for Muzzin, and Muzzin looks up ice, then carries it slowly. A pass hits a skate, and it'll force him back into his own zone. 4:52 to play in the period. Tavares in along the line, gets it in around back of the net. Won't reach Nylander. Played off the wing to the line, kept in by Dermott, but the Senators are able to punch it back out at center ice, and Cedric Paquette plays it to the Leaf blue line. He'll get it again, and now fires it down into the Toronto end. The Leafs won, and the Senators won. Paul for Ottawa, Joey Thornton getting the goal for Toronto. A slip in there by Betsa didn't work. The puck back out at center ice. Senators in over the line. Trying to drive the net was Batherson. It comes in front. The backhand is spun wide of the goal by Brady Tkachuk. Leafs get it back at center, and Simmons surrounded. He's able to get it down into the corner. He goes barging in there against Tkachuk. Puck comes free. Knocked to the slot. Now Marner trying to settle things down. Marner works back. Marner working into the slot. Didn't get a shot away. Too much traffic in front there anyway. Brought out at center by Drake Batherson. And he can't get anywhere. And Marner has it across the line for Thornton. Thornton in front of the net. Trying to get to it. It was Riley, and it was poked off his stick. Now a shot taken by the Maple Leafs. Matthews went wide. Here's a chance for Brody. And I think Thornton may have blocked that just at the short. Now comes in front. And a shot by Matthews is deflected wide and has been punched out at center ice by Ottawa. The Leafs with some good pressure. On the near wing, Matthews unable to get it in. High puck batted into the Leafs blue line area and played out and down the ice. It's going to roll in on goal. Matt Murray's going to cover up on it and will hold for a faceoff.
They have a slight edge and shots on goal at 8-7 and with Austin Matthews. And we've seen it throughout his career. He'll go five or six games without a goal, but still get the shots, still get the opportunities. Next thing you know, he's scored 10 in three games.
14-17, the time of the tying goal. Paul from Zaitsev and Brown opened the scoring, but Thornton from Marner and Brody has tied the game. Shot from the point by Muzzin was blocked, kept in, but then quickly brought out by the Senators and played by Josh Norris into the Toronto zone. Shots are 9-7 Toronto. Here's Justin Hall. Playing it in over the line. Gabranson goes to the loose puck. Banks it off the boards to center. Muzzin knocked his man down. Looking for an arm anywhere. Don't see any penalty. So play on McDuff. Here's Gabranson. Launching it high into the Toronto end. Campbell out of the goal. Looks to play it. And had it bounce out in front of his own goal. It's finally taken to safety. Whoa, it wasn't really, because Tavares decided I'll stick handle it through the blue paint. Oh. put that up on the chalkboard. I want to see where that's brought up.
Is that where you need the fans to sort of tell you, get back there.
I'm surprised they didn't hear me. Around back of the net is Dermott getting the puck free. Finds Kerfoot into the left wing corner, and he'll get it out at center. Al Hyman barging in on that left wing, got a shot away, and it was blocked by Coburn before it reached the net. Under 2 minutes to go. Here's a Hyman spinning shot that went off a leg and went wide. Mikheyev to the point. Drive from the blue line, blocked in front of the net by Cedric Paquette. Here's another shot by Dermott that is just off the mark wide. Spinning backhand by Hyman, and that went wide. Leafs are buzzing again. Back to the blue line to Dermott. Walks the line. Back to Kerfoot. Wrist shot coming. Pad save made by Murray. Hyman again. Knocked down on the play. Referees must have lost their whistle. Played. Well, no. Marner got a penalty. But my bad. Now Bogosian goes back into his own zone. Yes, it is. Less than a minute to go in period number one. A 1-1 tie. Down in the corner is Chabot in his own zone for Ottawa. Got it up on the wing. And the Senators, Brown, getting it ahead, looking for Nick Paul, but that was broken up. Leafs play it right back at center. Marner, a nifty little move. Now to Matthews going into the net. The backhand! And his stick was lifted just at the most opportune moment by the Ottawa Senator forward coming back, Nick Paul.
That's no small feat to lift the stick of Austin Matthews.
25 seconds left. Senators taking it back into their own end. And now one final rush. Chabot up on the wing. Launched down into the Toronto end. Campbell hoping not to have as much excitement with that clearing attempt, but it goes back into the corner. Kipped on the wing now for Tavares. Backhanded ahead. Simmons doesn't get it out, but Johnny P does. And he'll run out of real estate and time as the horn goes to end the period, in a period that I thought Toronto, if not dominant, certainly was the better team.
Yeah, I think we're going to see the offensive puck possession time is going to favor the Leafs when this is done. We did see that, though, for this first 13 or 14 minutes last night, and the Ottawa Senators seemed to gain confidence as they got back into the game. By no small means, it was the 5-on-3 that Ottawa had that really seemed to turn everything around when the Leafs got a too many men on the ice penalty on a penalty kill. But from a Leafs standpoint, I think there was a more consistent effort throughout, and yet they're still giving up those funny goals and shots that are bouncing around in front of the crease. And this one, I think, is a little more forgivable because we couldn't tell until the slow-motion replay that it hits Nick Paul in the hip, drops onto his stick, and in one motion he shovels it in.
So he gets the opening goal, but Joe Thornton gets his first ever in a Leaf uniform to tie the game at ones. We've got Jim Taddy, Kristen Shilton standing by. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.